the Valley's housing market. Recovery or more of the same?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The stock market, which rose by more than 1% on the 18th on the news that the Federal Reserve was not going to start tapering in September, gave up all of its gains and then some on the newer news that we may be facing a government shutdown next week. And then, yet again, another battle over the debt ceiling in a couple of weeks after that. And as of this taping, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost around 3% from its September 18th close. The last federal government shutdown in 1995 cost more than $1.2 billion. And of course, you know who paid the price? We, the taxpayers. Okay, now let's turn to something less depressing, as if that's possible for economists. In this case, there is an actual exception. The Lehigh Valley's housing market has been doing fairly well lately, and the outlook is even more encouraging. One of the most important indicators of the housing market is sales volume. During the last housing boom, sales volume reached 9,000 units a year in the valley. The Great Recession cut that into half. At the height of the housing market in 2005-2006, the level of monthly transactions in the valley exceeded $160 million. During the Great Recession, housing demand dropped to less than $80 million a month. Wow, a huge drop. So, where is the good news? The facts show that the valley's housing market has shown significant recovery and volume of sale has now exceeded 6,000 units a year, which is a lot more in line with the historical sales volumes for the valley than the overheated 9,000 units ever was. Now, all this is about looking in the rearview mirror. That is all in the past. What about the future? Well, let me share a trade secret with you. Economists are great in analyzing what happened. What's going to happen? Well, that's a different story. However, that technicality has rarely prevented us from making forecasts. For the Lehigh Valley, I have used three basic indicators to forecast the future of the housing market in the last two decades. The short-term indicator, 3 to 6 months ahead, is yet to show any upward enthusiasm. The mid-term indicator, 9 to 12 months ahead, is moving up from its lows and is showing some life. The long-term indicator, more than 12 months hence, on the other hand, is showing significant increases. This simply means that the valley's housing market will show real improvement by the end of the next summer. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Our fall membership drive runs October 11th through the 19th. Once again, you have the opportunity to buy back several on-air pledge days. Visit WDIY.org and make your donation today.